Welcome back. You are at 98.5. It is Lockie with you during Heart for the Homeless, and we're talking with Michael Chester, our special guest from Uniting WA. Good morning, Michael. Great to have you in the studio.
Good morning, Lockie. I'm really pleased to be here to talk about this with you today.
It's great to have you here. Now, first of all, your title is co-CEO. What does that mean?
That's correct. Well, what it means is that myself and one of my colleagues are actually both the CEOs of Uniting WA. This came about last year at the end of the 2021 when our former CEO left and my colleague and I put it to the board that we would share the role, and it's worked so well that we've recently been appointed to the co-CEO position.
Fantastic.
Very bold of the board of Uniting WA, I must say.
Yeah, well, it's very bold of any board to, you know, appoint two people to run anything, because it's quite a demanding, you know, split. I can imagine it brings its strengths and struggles as well.
Exactly. Well, we have to have a very good relationship between us.
Exactly.
That's a crucial part of it. But, you know, they say two heads are better than one. And
true.
That's certainly how we're looking at it. And, you know, divide and conquer, if we might say it.
Fantastic. Oh, good stuff. Now, tell us a little bit about Uniting, because I'm assuming that there's some connection with maybe the Uniting Church or something like that. Do you want to just share with our family what that means?
Yeah, exactly, Lockie. So Uniting WA is the community services arm of the Uniting Church in Western Australia. We were initially established in 2006 as the merger of eight organizations that came out of different church-based congregations. And over the years, we've rebranded to Uniting WA to reflect the fact that we really are here to unite Western Australia in our support for people who are disadvantaged and less vulnerable than ourselves.
Under that banner of uniting, bringing it all together, making it simplified, but also sharing the resource and the knowledge and the information, it certainly makes for a better outcome, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of segmentation in the community services sector and the way that we support people. We tend to, I think, identify people by labels that identify the challenge that they're going through at that particular moment in time. But as people, we all have lots of things going on in our life at any one time. And one of the benefits that we have at Uniting WA is that we offer a range of services across different areas of social support that really enable us to not just help a person in that moment of need in one particular element of their life, but then to support them in other areas as well.
What are some of the other services that you provide?
Yeah, we're very diverse. So we are a community housing organization, and of course, housing is at the basis of all of our needs, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. We need stable accommodation, so we have a housing arm. We support families and children. We're a significant disability service organization in here in Western Australia. We provide mental health support. We support people reintegrating into the community from prison. And of course, we support people who are experiencing homelessness or at risk of homelessness, which is often a consequence of some of those other areas of need.
So why is homelessness such a key focus then?
For us, there's some history there. So our history in WA through the Uniting Church and the churches that preceded the Uniting Church goes right back to the founding of the colony here in Western Australia. And in 1870, Wesley Mission was formed and started to provide outreach services in the city to people experiencing vulnerability. And that, over the years, has morphed into what we now have at Uniting WA, which is Tranby Engagement Hub, which is a very well-known center for people to seek essential support in the homelessness space. And that operates for us 7 days a week in the Northbridge area to assist people experiencing homelessness.
Thank you, Michael. We do need to take a quick break, but we will come back and have a further chat around Heart for the Homeless. You're at 98.5. Welcome back. You are at 98.5, and we are talking with Michael Chester, co-CEO of Uniting WA, around Heart for the Homeless, of course, something that we do every July, and we're so delighted to partner with Uniting WA this time around. Michael, what are some of the things that you'd offer as far as services at Uniting WA?
We have a lot of experience in supporting people who are experiencing homelessness at different stages of homelessness. So we actually like to call our services transitioning from homelessness to present that sort of aspirational perspective that we want to have, that, you know, homelessness might be a point in time for someone, but we don't want them to think of themselves as being eternally homeless, of course. Those services consist of immediate crisis response services. So at Tranby Engagement Hub every morning, people can come in and they can have a shower, they can do their laundry, they can get hot meal to start the day if they've been sleeping rough. Beyond that, we offer referrals to other services. So what we, you know, fortunately have is people who come in and they say to us, you know, today I'm ready for rehab, or today I'm ready for something new in my life. and we're able to point them in the right direction with a bit of intensive support at that point in time, one-to-one support. We're fortunate to have a number of housing programs that can support people in crisis as well as through transitional housing, up to 12 months in those transitional housing arrangements. And what those services provide is not just a roof over somebody's head, but it provides them an opportunity to relearn how to live in shared housing environments, how to take care of their day-to-day needs, how to focus on the future instead of the immediate, which of course for people rough sleeping, everything's in the immediate here
and now.
And it takes a while to move beyond that.
It's a journey. It's not something that happens overnight, and therefore it doesn't get fixed overnight either, so it's a transition out. Have you got a story you can share around perhaps someone that's been through that process to some degree?
Yeah, Lockie, we're very fortunate, I feel, to have been able to support a man named Damien who is very willing to share his story because it's part of the healing process for him and part of the recognition of what he's gone through and what his journey still entails, but also it's something that we can share with others to show them that there is hope. Damien had a very tough childhood, as many people who are experiencing homelessness have. There's a lot of trauma in people's background. In and out of prison a number of times for various reasons, caught up in the child protection system with children taken away from him and his various partners. He came to us a couple of years ago when COVID first hit and really said that he was ready for a change after living on the street for 6 or 8 years. And we were very fortunate to have had a COVID response transitional housing arrangement in place with the generosity of Lottery West, and we were able to put Damien into that program, Beds for Change. From Beds for Change, Damien moved into our longer-term transitional housing, and in that supported environment was able to really assess himself and what he needed. And as well, he had the support of one of our support workers who recognized some artistic talent in Damien. So Damien is still with us in terms of supported housing environment because, as I said earlier, long-term housing is very difficult to achieve at this point. But I was really fortunate to interact recently with Damien at an art exhibition. It was his first art exhibition.
Okay.
And he made his first sale of a piece of his art, and the smile on his face and the excitement about his journey taking him to a place where he was actually able to express himself and have people value that expression was really fantastic.
Wow. And bringing that sense of hope and purpose as well for people who are struggling in that sphere of homelessness, sleeping rough. As we said, it takes time to get out of that, but it also takes people to get around them and restore that dignity to bring them that hope and that purpose. And I think for Damien, that sounds like he's on a great journey there. And I'm sure there's many stories like it too. We do need to take a break, but we'll come back and have a quick further chat with Michael from
Welcome
United.
Back.
You are
WA.
At 98.5. It is Lockie keeping you company, and Michael Chester from Uniting WA is my special guest during Heart for the Homeless. Michael, it is all about the stories. We talked about Damien a little bit before, and it just kind of touched my heart. And you mentioned Samantha. Tell us a bit about Samantha.
Yeah, so not all of our stories about homelessness occur in our homelessness services. I spoke earlier about the variety of services that we provide at Uniting WA, and one of the advantages of that variety of services is we can sometimes help prevent homelessness, and Samantha is one of those examples. So Samantha came to our program that supports people experiencing intimate partner violence, seeking support to extract herself from that situation. Samantha had 4 children and was about to be evicted from her home because of her inability to access financial support because of the domestic violence situation. So through a number of programs that we offer at Uniting, we were able to step in and support Samantha in some crisis accommodation, and then to find new accommodation, and then to get herself set up in that new accommodation. The children, I'm happy to say, were able to stay at the same school, which is often a challenge for families in that situation, and really important for the stability of those children. So I think that that's another really wonderful story about how we've been able to keep people from falling off that precipice that we know many people are falling off.
Fantastic. Michael, how can people learn a little bit more about Uniting WA?
Well, certainly there's our website. People can go to www.unitingwa.org.au and have a look at not just our homelessness services, but the range of services we provide. Yep. We're on all social media channels.
Yes, you
of
are.
Of course. So that's Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn are the three predominant channels there to follow us on. And that is really a way of keeping abreast of what we're doing on a day-to-day basis across the organization to support people, including people who are experiencing homelessness.
And of course, you can jump onto our website at 98five.com. You'll see a big banner there, Heart for the Homeless, right on the homepage. You can't miss it. Find all the details of what we're collecting, the drop-off points all across the city, which there are plenty of, and get amongst Heart for the Homeless. Let's bless some people that really do need it. Michael, thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I reckon we're going to do it again very soon.
Thank you, Lockie.